Tana Rashi and Lamed Aleph and Beis. Have just seen him, the Rashi from the Gemara. I was in Anita in my time, but what's the reason why a woman who's Anita, her punishment is the time of Shas Leido. She sinned with not keeping the lochos of Nido, which is where her dam comes out. That's her kilkel, that was she was married, and therefore that's where the punishment was in the same place. So it's Mida Keneged Mida. The Mor said, brought out the other two, and the Mor comes back and says that the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Revi Yistam Nisati Bechem, Revi Yistam Chayadim Tzliyim Ba, the minimal amount of a person needs to live, is a Revi And Reishis Kerosi Yistam, Reishis Tu Asoi, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is referred to as Reishis Tu Asoi, by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Iskei Reishis, Chala, a person not careful with Iskei Reishis, Reishis Arisu Sechem, the first of your dough. Hearing not nishmaschem, the neshama is called a nair. Mitzi oved revius damchem, and by taking the neshama, the revius dam will now be lost to be chaba nairchem. The nair will be extinguished. Vivat Hashem reishis chem, and your status of being reishis will also be irrelevant. Noshim is tavokach. So why the women? Why the women can remain in Bereshis Rabba? He ibda chalosa shalaylam. She was the one who destroyed the chala of the world, referring to Adam Rishon, causing him to do the veir of eating from the itzadas. Shal yoda nitrid Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon was forced out of Gan Eden because of her. She nitram kichala. He was chosen out of the world, like Chala. She extinguished the light of the world through the chet of she caused him to be killed. So, therefore, the mitzvah of Nida, which is Dam, the mitzvah of Halakas Neris, and the mitzvah of Chala are women's mitzvahs. But more practical reason, she's the one who takes care of these things, which are the needs of the house. The Mor says, why Shas later? The whole Torah Loris, when it's lying down already, Shu Omer the Shita, now it's ready to be shechted. Kol Omer Chadadu L'Sakina, let's sharpen our knives. Ashal Yachem, before it gets up, then we have to throw it down, and it's a big asik. So let's take care of doing it now. Kachol B'Isra Mazlo, now that the Mazel is in a low point, time of the danger involved in childbirth. Now the time is the right time for the punishment to come. Tof is Tira Amsa. So Baya said a moshal of Tirba Pshoyim HaShivcha. The Shivcha is going to have too many Pshoyim. He'll give her one punishment for all of them. Tof is Tarbit, means a lot. Tiris is Pesha, Basrasa. She's rebelling. Mechadsha is Bater Balaz is a hit. Klamer Isha Emedes the Yisrael Leda. Alosha Shel Chava. She ready. Yisrael Leda she's going to get because of the pasuk says because of what Chava did. So once that's sure ready, we give her one big clap. Mitzafron loy Onshin Harbe loyse Malkus. So we throw in the Onish for Hadlokas Neir and Nida etc. at the same time. The third Moshe of the Morah says, or Chista says, Shavka L'Ravya. Lashikar, a person who's drunkard, and he'll talk like people, you don't throw him down. He'll fall down himself. Once at she's in the situation that she's definitely going to come to this low point of danger, a low point, she's going to fall. She has to get a special siyata deshmaya to be able to give birth normally. The Mershon says, well, if she doesn't deserve it, so the Mershon doesn't do anything extra, just the Mershon doesn't do her special chesed of allowing it to function. These are all mashalim that people refer to various scenarios using these idioms. Arukva said, Rayachagra b'izirihitim. See, you have a lame shepherd, and you have light-footed goats. Kalam lovers, they can run easily. Ve'yochalagin, he can't catch them. And punish them for whatever they've done wrong, the animals have done wrong. But he knows, above kutra mili, when the animal comes back to the place where it's corralled, Shom humadabri imo lal toisa al pshaw, there he can have a conversation with her, with his stick. Vabei dori, the base of deer shall tsoin, boy in the cheshvan. When you come to the base deer, the corral, there the cheshvan is done. Gidra tsoin, the tagamin, and chutran da'on. So you see the word chutra means a fenced in corral in place for the animal. Kamar ha'isha, kashihi bibriyas. So the sultan can't get a word in. Abba Mashigia Lepesach HaSakana, when she's in a situation of danger, Mitzricha L'nisim, and then she needs miracles to make it work, Shom Maskirin Avon Esau, there he says, well, does she deserve it? Let's see. We'll bring up the papers. Masel Imriyahi L'nes Imlav, whether she deserves to make it through childbirth safely or not. Last chapter, Papa said, the fifth marshal was above Chanusa Nafishi Achibir Achmi. The Pesach Chanus Mechalkim B'Mezenas, they're giving out food. V'Yeshem Asher Harbe, there's a lot of wealth there. V'Yeshem Asher, so then Harbe Achim, Harbe Oyevim Yesh, Hakol Nasim Oyevim. Everybody's friendly. However, Merachim means Oyevim, friends. About Bizyoni, but Mokum Shiesh Hefsid Vaini, Loyachi Bler Menachemi. There's no friends over there. Bashasa Zakona, Hura Mazda, Bahashivusa, Bahadu Praklitin Shalom. The situation of those which are going to stand up and say she deserves something are not necessarily going to be there in the time of difficulty. When is a man put in a situation where his deeds are called into question? The mercy goes over a situation Cain Gesher. A person who goes near a wall which is weakened and it's leaning, or a person goes out to travel. So all the situations will call the persons of errors into consideration. Rab wouldn't go together with the guy. Kedilah Nifki, Nachri, Dina, Al Chatov. Maybe the guy will be punished when he goes in this ferry. Umat Fisno, Badoy, and I'll be schlepped with him. Mavra is a Svinish of Urban Bus in the heart. It's a ferry to go across the river. The Mor says, Rabbiani was Bodik. Aswino shall you hate Bonneke, we check it out. He said, because if Bershim do an ace, and if he does an ace, Menachem is person, they subtract from the person's chusim. Because the chusim Bershim did to him undeservedly that decreased his merits. Mur says that, who was it? Rivzera b'yem the shutash. When the Shabbos by Haruach Zeramis, when there was a strong south wind, Chazaka, Hapelas Kaimus and Acheris Libanus, which could knock down walls and trees, he wouldn't go near the trees. The Benedict Lishal Yapel Haruach Tekol Lob. He wasn't taking any chances. The Mor says, person should not hope not to be in a situation. Keep a noifel mimenu. So when Darshan, once he's a noifel, mimenu lahavi raya. Machashu noifel tzarech limsoi mimenu umimaisov raya the schus. Now he has the burden of proof that he should deserve to be saved. It says Yipal Anoifel Mishesh Bereshit to see Kara Hadoris Merdosh. The pasuk says the Bereshim already knew from beforehand. Sheniglu Lefon of Hadoris and Masehim Ukanas Beranusim. Bereshim knows what the what they will do and what they deserve. Shareke Shenitna Torah Dain Lo Nofel Zeh because of Karoy Noifel. The pasuk refers to him as a Noifel, which is in present tense. He already exists as a Noifel even before. Russian saying that now the Neufel which exists in the he will fall, so it means he already exists. But Magal and Tufay Rechayev, who's that referring to? Alabai is there, Shalai Chayev Mitzvah Makkah. His Chayev is good for the fact he didn't do the Mitzvah of Makkah, that itself is ready Mechayev. I never understand that 100%. There's a circular reasoning. Russian gave a mitzvah makkah, and you better do the mitzvah makkah. So now the Russian gave the mitzvah makkah. If you don't do the mitzvah makkah, people who are supposed to be killed will die because of it, and you'll be the one who caused it. It means if you wouldn't give the mitzvah makkah, you wouldn't have been the chayiv, and it wouldn't have happened. It's only happening because now that there's a mitzvah and you didn't do the mitzvah, now there's a problem. Why don't you give the mitzvah? Because if you don't do the mitzvah, you have a problem. I mean, so don't give the mitzvah, you won't have a problem. Okay. That's, I always had a problem with that. Tanur Banan. So the Gemara. Misha Chola, have it on the page. By two dots. Misha Chola ben not to lamus. The person is ill, and he's inclined towards death. We tell him, Hiswad, you should say, Savior. You can't call him Mumsim, Hiswadim. Every person who's in the situation of death is supposed to say Vidui. The more we had over there in Sanhedrin that we had, but many people have said Vidui, and that itself was a Schutz Salam to live. We're not saying that you're going to die because of it, you know, you don't want to be Mitzvah of Taitoi, but now is the time to say Vidui. The price continues. Adam Yer to the Shuk. A person goes out into the Shuk where there's a lot of danger there. You're already in the hands of the Sardiyat. The Sardiyat was the policeman which would take you to the bailiff of the court to take you to your judgment. That's the first step. Chosh b'rosh, a person has a pain in his head. Yedem b'ein of kemisha nosnu b'kolor. You've already been taken. That's an indication of a person's in a situation of danger. He's ill, so it's like he's already in the. He's been put in chains. Ol lemita v'nafal. He already is taken to bed because of the illness. Yedem b'ein of kemisha halu legardem leader. He's taken up to he's already in the situation of judgment. Shalala Lar Gardim, Lidin, once a person's up for the judgment, and Yeshta Praklitin, Gedarlim, Nitzel, he has to have great advocates. In La, Ben Onitzel, he's not going to be saved. Belein Praklitin, Shabbat, what are the person's advocates? Shuba, Masim Toivin. Okay, sounds pretty scary. Now it gives a little bit of hope. You have 999 accusers, vechem alam alav schus, and one says he deserves to be saved. Nitzel will be saved. Shenemar imesh alav malach melitz, echad min yalav. He has a malach melitz, a malach which is going to be melitz, which means to advocate for him. One out of 1,000. Lahagid adam yashrei to say about the person his good deeds. Yichudenu, and he will be found given mercy. Remember, pedeim ered shachas, save him from going down to the shachas. Rabbi Elazar ben Noshe bris Lili Omer, he takes it a step further. Feel in that advocate himself, he says, you know, I agree he does many things wrong, but even the advocate himself is willing to give. It's not a total advocate. How far? A feel of shamayos betisha betisha ba'osam malach lechayva vechel deschus. So even that malach itself agrees that 999 out of 100,000, he's bad. But there was one good thing out of him. He's still nitzel. Shenemar malitz echad mini elif. The Malach himself is one out of 1,000. Okay, let's see Rashi. What? One bracha a day, yeah. Something good. Oimrim is the second there, wide line. Oimrim Shan, those who are there say to him, you should say, Vidush, you came there, Kolom, Sim, Misvad, and Kanam, Sin, Hedron, Shakolom, Misvad, Yeshach, Kolom, Abba. That through saying Vidush, the person gets his portion of the world to come. Like it says, Shkemazid, Ba'ochon, Shinemar, Ulo Yeshua, Perknim, Redin, the Mercy of Yeshua, told him right now he was a Chayte. But if he says the Vida, he'll be taken to Schus. The Shuk, Mitzvim, Shamarivas, the person goes out into the Shuk, there's fights, Baladinim, there's people who will accuse him, Nachar Mishalim, Jewish and non-Jewish. The commission him to the Hasariat, Lalichal of Neh Shefer, he's already put in the hands of he's been caught by the police. Chashashashabalma, Mechush Kal, he just has a light headache. Ready to snub a carlo, you have it fei, mishinim shal tzai. That's really worse than the sardiyot. He's already in the carlo, he's already in the chains. But it grew on me earlier at the garden, but it's not as bad as being in the box over there in front of the judge. Shein donam shom, al armiga, because by the garden already, they have one punishment. The good old days, they have one punishment. One size fits all, death. They would take people for that needs a tremendous amount of advocacy. He's not just feeling weak, etc., but he's forced to take the bed. He needs big advocates. Takes out the word these are presented which are rotsu the bezin shamala. So what can you bring? Shuvah ma'asim tovim. Bezin malach. That's what Benosha Biosek Lili said, that shemel, that's malach itself. Shemel it's a law of schus. Who echad mini elav filu hu atzma made a law of chayva. Even the malach agrees he's done many things wrong. He will testify against him. Nitzel ba'achas shal schus. But one of schus is enough. Shemel malach echad mini elav. Bimalitzaser shamalach. Ein ella achas mielef. Even in his advocacy, it's only one out of 1,000. Lahagid liyosher, to say what he's done well, one good. Mashner shamalach amelitz havi echad mini elef. So he agrees at both points. There's 1,000 accusers. There's 999 accusers, and there's one advocate, and the advocate himself is saying 999 things bad about him, and one good. So that's what one. That's 1 millionth. Yeah, that's 1 millionth. Yeah, okay. Have echad many alot or malach siv mekhlal the hashar meginim alof chayver. There's one malach saying good out of 1,000. Al meloik siv im yesh alof melitz malach echad, but it says malach melitz. Ikan the midrash say a malach v'amelitz. So the malach itself is counted as one out of 1,000. And the melitza that the malach is doing is one out of 1,000. Okay. So the more tana rabbanon on the shalosh averus noshim meisus yoldos, which is what we had in our mishnah. They die at the time of giving birth. However, the second opinion, Rabbi Lozer, Amar noshim meisus yaldus, when they're young. Okay. Not at the time of later. This is there. So the veras are, we said in the mission. Ravacha says the vera is the fact that they're not careful with the malach of the Shabbos, and they're washing, they're doing the malach of kibus of malabein from the clothing of the children on Shabbos. They don't refer to Aron HaKadosh with the proper respect. Oh, the box, you know, they use the same language. Rashi says that they refer to their own container at home. They refer to Aron HaKadosh. Son of Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Elazar Emer, Bobin Shnei Dvarim, Ami Oretz Mesim. Two various caused Amir Or to die, Asher Kerr learned Kurdish Arno, they have this they act toward their Kurdish with a flippancy. Asher Kerr and the Beis HaKnesses, Beis Am. It's a place to gather, but you have to stress, what are you gathering for? You're gathering to be together with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And they call it the Beis Am, a place for the people to get together. It's a place for the people. Where it says, Tanya Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Shloisha Bitke Misa Nibru Beisha. So Bitke Misa means that the person is there's a time of test, which would be the time of birth. Va'amri Lo, some say that what he said was Shloisha Divke Misa, things which connect her to death. So Rashi understands that it means, that Morza explains the Gemara, that it means that it wasn't necessarily a specific time which is going to test. She's connected to death, it means even before the situation of Leda. Now we go, the Morse says, what are the three things? Neither Bechalaba look as an Arab. So Morse says, Chadak Rebelazer, the Girsa of Divke Misa is like Rebelazer, that it's a woman who's young, not necessarily at the time of Leda. Bechadak, the Girsa of Bidke Misa, to test her, was Kirabona. So Kirashin. The oldest is Bashas Leidus, on four lines on the bottom. Shalosh Averis, Hanatim Asnis, and the four various of the Mishnah. And the Relozer says, Yaldus, Bechurais, when they're young. Ephilus Shalosh Bashas Leidus, even though when they're, young, they're not children, not little children, I mean, we know they're already in their teens, Bechurais. Ephilus Shalosh Bashas Leidus, even not in the time of death, the time of birth. Rachomer, Hayaldus, Mesus, the young ones die, they get married, they're young, and they're not so careful, and they do the veira of being mechabis sois b'neim on Shabbos. Arno kachir karma, migdal is shalem. Migdal is an armoire. Priti, well, Lashenu is mashtir. And they refer to that as, they're encouraged with the same language, a big closet. Esam Lashon Bizui, she was kapsen by a call. Everybody gathers there. Aron Kodesh Arno, and Karnas are Aron Hakodesh. There was a Meisen tells. This is in 79, so they had three patiras in the span of three patiras. The daughter of one of the Rebbeim, the Yeshiva, was Nifteris. After a long bout of illness, and 2 weeks later, Baruch Sebastian was nifter. And 2 weeks later, Moshe Helfen was the long time fundraiser for Yeshiva, one of the founders, who was, he was, he actually was from Tells, So they had three Levayas in the span of 4 weeks. And by the third Levaya, Rashi Reb Chaim said the Hespin, so he opened the Arna Kaddish in the middle of the Hespin and started crying at the Arna Kaddish. He was just like, Rashi, please stop. It was a very powerful moment. So my brother-in-law, who's a Kayan, told me that so that they had a hookup for the Kahanim, an audio hookup to a different different building, and they told the Kahanim, somebody said, got on the thing that was happening. It was like all the sound. They said they kind of opened the Oren. They pictured in their mind they opened up the Oren. The Oren was sitting there. They had the Levaya in the Mismatch, but the Oren there in Mismatch. He met the Oren of Kurdish. But they pictured he opened up the Oren. So everything, when it's Gemara, I picture that, it means you have to say what you mean. You say Oren of Kurdish, you mean Oren of Kurdish, not the Oren. It's just, that's my association with this Gemara, Bitke Misa, Avoyna Shem Boitkim Oison Behemeshas Sakana, Kerbona Damri Yoldos. So it's that these Averas cause her to be tested at the time of a test. That's referring to the time of Leda. Divke Misa means Shemadavkin Umakarvin Misa Lifnezmana. They connect her to death. These Averas will connect a person to the situation of death, even before, she'll die before the time. They're going to die young. Tanya, Shemir Gamliel Armor, Hilchus Hektish, Shumas and Meisers, Hain and Gufay Tara. These are major elements in Tara, the Lachos of Hektish, Shumas and Meisers. The Nimsu, Lame Arvitz, and when the Bresham gave these halachas, he trusted the individuals in Klal Yisrael in these halachas. So let's see Rashi. Mishal Lame Arvitz, Shaloi Masu LeBezdin LeMana Shomrim LeDavar. It wasn't given over to Bezdin that they must appoint people to oversee these issues and take care of them. The Torah trusted each individual person on these halachas. But Vehen and Kuvat Torah, these are major points of Torah. Shechaber Oyeklin Piton V'Saimchen Shon Nitzel Mem Ochala V'Chuma U'Maisters Mikra Din. I am a Talmud Chacham is allowed to rely. A person who keeps the Torah is allowed to rely that these people have done what they're supposed to do. Chala Chuma U'Maisters. That's called that everybody's trusted. What does it mean by hektish is trusted? Masa l'kol, adam hektish. Person can make hektish. B'chal hektish al pi kol adam. Each person can make hektish. V'hein gufei atera shinatzichem lochish b'matazalin shemek tishu. Because maybe we should be worried now whenever you want to use something for my neighbor that he made it hektish and then he wasn't keeping the lochish of hektish. And we're not mechuyev to do that. We trust him that if he gives us to use it, that we're allowed to use it. And he separated the hektish things separately. Now, Baba Gav Tikkun Rabbanan Zemai. So you see, they're not trusted. The Chama instituted the concept of Zemai; they're not trusted. So Malkum Torah Heminosin. The Torah gave them this nemanus. The Chama later on took it away. Okay. Now, Rabbi Yisrael Mefarshim. Hilchus Hektish Shigayin Yain LeNasachim Kim Farsh B'Chamer B'Kedush Shami Oritz Nenem Nemanim Olav. They're trusted and they bring the wine to the base of Mikdash that it's Torah. So Kashali Imer Rabbanon Kamar D'Chashim Mai D'Himnu Rabbanon. So that was already a loch over there. The more is they can list the things that the Chaman trusted the Amori Oretz on. Well, if you're going with that already, how about the Misni, Chumas and Meisters, the Banan Loyim in the Hu? If you're going on what the Chaman did trust them on, that even though we don't trust the Amori Oretz in regards to certain dinim of Tumah and Tahara, when Amori Oretz brings something to the base of Mikdash, he's trusted. So then already, if you tell me that that's the list that you're making, so you can't list Chumas and Maises because the Amoras are not trusted in Chumas and Maises. That's the din of Zemai.
I thought the Mo was only problem with Maiser, but that they were...
Trusted in Chumas. They were trusted in Chumas, correct. You can't say Chumas and Maises, I think Rashi is saying, because they're not trusted on the Maises. That's correct. Thank you. Okay. Tanya, Rav Nosson, Amar, Ba'oban, Nadorim, Mesa, Isha, Shalotim. A person doesn't keep the Dorim, a person's wife will be in the terrace. And Emar, Yemenu Chol HaShalem, if you don't have what to pay with, or if you make this promise and you don't do it, that the person was promised to bring Karbonis, Lama Yikach Mishkovcha Mitachtecha, why do you want to be in a situation that they're taking away the one that you lie with from instead... From you. Rabbi Yomer Ba'avon Nadorim Bonim Mason Kshem Ktanim. Person's children will die young. Shemar Altin as Picholachti as Besorecha. Atarim Lefneim Aloch Kishkagehi. Lam Yisuf Halakim Al Kalecha. Bechibel as Masay Yodecha. Don't put yourself in a situation where you're going to lachti as Lashon of Chesaron. Your mouth is going to cause you to. Cause a lessening of your basar. What does that mean? The Russian will be upset, and the curl of the voice that you said, the words that you said, and Bechibel is going to destroy it. Ma'ase yodecha, ezehein ma'ase yodav shaladim. What are the person's products that he's produced? Heavy armor, bana benosha shaladim. His children. The greatest accomplishment of a person in a lifetime is his children.
Right.
Um, fair question. The way I understand it, but I'm not sure if it's correct or not, there's a Mishpatei Hashem Emes Sotku Yachtov. So any person which is judged, the person takes into consideration the impact it's going to have on the people around them. So it doesn't mean the woman will die without, you know, not being deserving of a death on her own. But maybe what should have been deserved is that even though if she herself would have something that she deserves to die, but since it's going to impact the husband, it wouldn't. She'd be saved. But over the Dorim, he loses that schus to have his wife. Turn about Rabban the Dorim Banim Mesim Dibri Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon. We hear Nasi Yarmer Rabban Bittel Torah Banim Mesim. Mishnah about the Mandam Rabban the Dorim. Kinamorim, we have the pasuk like we said before. Lamandam Rabban Bittel Torah Mikra. What's the pasuk for that? The Chsiv the Shavi Kesi Es Benechem Musa Lo Lekochu. How do you see that in the pasuk? He darshens it l'shav v'kesi es b'neichem al iske shav. So it's from the nekudas of sheker. The first shot is because it says lo lochu musar lo lekochu. The purpose of learning Torah is the message, and you didn't get the message. In other words, I'm saying they mean that they have the bittul Torah is not. Getting out to get the message that her wants you to be given. And he says that the main thrust of the pasuk is the shah of a person making false promises. Michti, Mursed Akash, Yehuda Nosi Haino Rebbe. So, in the previous brisa, we have Rebbe saying that the Ba'av in the Dorim Bonim Mesim. And here we're saying, this Brisa has him saying not Ba'av in the Dorim Bonim Mesim, but Ba'av in Bittul Torah Bonim Mesim. And Rebbe Yehuda Nosi, Hanu Rebbe. Rebbe Ba'av in the Dorim Ka'amar. So our answer is Bosa de Shema, Rebbe Loz Reb Shimon. Once he heard it from Rabbi Shimon, he changed. And so originally he said the Pshat was Oven Bittul Torah. And then when he heard Rabbi Shimon's Pshat, he said, you know what, I agree with that. And the first Brisa, which we quoted from him, is the later Brisa. Okay. So the Marpligi Bar Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Rabbi Yossi. Rav Chiya Bar Abba and Rabbi Yossi have a Mechalikus. So we're Mechalim Rabbi Oven Mezuzah. The Gemara says, "The man damer ba'oven mezuzah mikrum nidrash lefonov, v'lo lifnei fonov." Pasuk says in the second parsha of Shema. So you have the pasuk, "Laman yibu yemeichem b'mei b'neichem." By doing these things, your life and the life of your children will be increased. Which means if you don't do these things, your life and your life yishalom will be decreased. So here, the ba'avin of this aveira or this mitzvah, the children's lives can be potentially be decreased. So he says, well, what's mentioned immediately preceding the pasuk aman yibu yemeichem uchstav to mamazuz b'sechel b'shuracha. So ba'avin mezuzah bonim mesim. What's the pasuk before that? Limal to mesam espenechem. Teach, learn Torah. So one darshan's mikra nidish lefana, but if they fana, so do it says in order that do X in order that what's order that referring back to what it said immediately prior mikra nidish lefana, and not lifnei fana, not the pasuk before that which is referring to oven bittul Torah. The mandam of oven bittul Torah mikra nidish lefana really fnei fano. So he has to agree b'av and mezuzah also. He's saying besides b'av and mezuzah, there's also b'av and bittul Torah. Okay. If you're not going to be able to keep your commitments of the different occasions that you promised, your wife will take it away from you. Don't make promises with your mouth to cause your children to be taken away. The thing I'm Allah gives me shall hectic. You're coming to say to the, don't tell the messenger, the one who comes to collect the chayim, the gizber. Kishkaga b'shaga kafatzi linder v'loy eshalim. I made a mistake. I didn't really mean it, and I'm not going to pay. Because don't meisir elokim alkelecha b'shul kolon derecha. The messenger will be upset because the derecha, the derecha, and mechibos masayudah. Did I give them the punishment for no reason at all? No, it wasn't for no reason. They didn't take the Torah. They didn't learn the Torah. Loshen lekach, like we find the Torah's word to lekach toiv. The other one said. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok said, "Alis keshav sheshakru b'nidreim the time of the shvua. They didn't keep their promises." Marsha Kasha Rebbe above in the dorm. Amr b'braisa k'mais. He said over in the dorm, in the first braisa mentioned. And the second one he says, "Baba mitzal tar." Mashani he k'mais b'basar hachitmer. The first braisa really was learned, actually said second. The Mikar Amr, Baba mitzal tar. He heard from Elazar, the Shaman Rishimon Navua, that he learned from Rishimon, his father, Davi Rabbe, the Rebbe, that Elazar Shimon said a pshat, which, now I don't know how we know that he was saying it from his father, Rishimon, but Rishimon was Rebbe's father, Rebbe's Rebbe. But in the Dor, Mamar Iyu Nami Yeho, see, he accepted that idea. That pasuk is going back. The fun of Koya Kroad made the pasuk before, which is the Mishtar b'Mezuzah. Well, if they found not the pasuk before that, the Matam Hashem is Benechem. We say fun of Apov and Bittul Torah Kamer. Bittul Torah also is a source, can be a source of the children dying. They'll do more vital. Think about Remeir Rabbi Yehuda. Remember, you have a different machlokes. What avera causes the children to die? Chadam rebavim b'zuzah. So, like we just said, chadam rebavim tzitzis. Tosfos says we're referring to that wearing a four-cornered garment and not putting on tzitzis. Not wearing the garment is not that's already gemara menachos. That a person doesn't wear it, he doesn't wear it. So that's only b'avim rischa, the time of when there's an anger in Shemayim. So then they say, you know, why didn't you want to chop around the opportunity to do a mitzvah? Here we're talking about an actual aveira. The aveira is a person who's wearing a four-cornered garment, which was, they used to wear their garments were a sheet, you know, right? And not putting on tzitzis. So, where does the mezuzah cause the death of children? So we see the connection between mezuzah and the life of the children. Ella, the Madam Rav and Tzitzis, my time, where does the Rav and Tzitzis impact the children? I'm Rav Kana Vitema Shila Mori. Dechsiv, Begam, Bekanafecho, Nim Sudam, Navshes, Ebionim, Nikiyim. Also, on the corner of your garments, we found the blood of innocent people. So we're darshaning it. The pasuk on the pasuk is like, you know, the result of the person was causing these people's death. So he's saying it's referring to specifically the avera of the kenofayim. We're not putting the tzitzis in the kenofayim, caused the death of these innocent children. They didn't do any avera themselves. I'm not sure why. You see specifically children in the passage. We're saying that we're saying they haven't done. They have not done those sin. Maybe Evyonim is because they have nothing to stand on their own yet. You can learn that from the pasuk here also, because it says. See if Lebe Marteris Mitzasim, didn't I find him in the Marteris? So with Arshin Shosu Psachim Kim Marteris, they made their doorways the equivalent of just these breakthrough openings. Amish Lakish Kol Zorba Sitzis Zorcha Mashamshin Loi Beis Olofim V'ches Meos Avodim. Person is careful to the Mitzvah Sitzis Zorcha to have 2,800 avodim. Okay, where do you get that from? Shneimar Kamar Hashem Tzavokos. V'yamim Mahema in those days in the future, Asher Yachziku Astara Anoshim Mikol Lashonos Hagoyim, Yachziku B'Knaf Ish Yehudi, Lemer Nilcha Imuchem. 10 men from each one of the nations will take hold of the corner of the corner of his garment. So we darshan 10 men of each one of the languages, and there's 70 languages, so that's 700 per corner times 4 corners is 2,800, right? That, the math is right. 7 times 4, 700 times 4. Okay, let's hold, we'll hold Rashi. I'll tell you a little bit some ideas about tomorrow, but
it's hard to turn.
What?
It's hard to turn. I hope you guys stop walking. You all walk faster.